Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Then Jesus went around reaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He sent them out two by two and gave them authority over the evil spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money for your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. That's Mark chapter 6, verses 6 or 9. We call this the limited commission. These disciples went out with the same message Jesus had been preaching, the same message that John had been preaching before Jesus came into his public ministry. They told folks to repent and to be immersed because of their sins for the forgiveness of them. But the important message that they will consider, what the important message that we will consider in this edition of Moments Inspiration, is that Jesus gave instructions about what they were not to take on their journey. I suspect that those men felt a little uneasy about heading out from village to village without provisions of any kind. The answer to our question as to why Jesus made this a command is that they would rely upon God taking care of them and providing for their needs along the way. Would we be willing to take a trip without any provisions at all? Most everyone who travels the hills of any country takes a backpack full of necessities and probably plenty of money in some form or another. Heading out without anything for food or extra clothing would be unthinkable. If we plan a trip, we usually count the days we will be on the road and we pack our suitcase accordingly. But Jesus gave these men strict instructions to leave it all behind. Do not take a thing. God, and let God take care of you. Yes, go and take nothing along with you.
Did you ever hear God speaking to you, saying, I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you if it ever gets done?
If it ever gets done, if it ever gets done,
I got a song around the world to sing, a song for every man to sing, of the joy that Christ can bring, like He's brought it to you.
Like He's brought it to you.
Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing His song. Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Did you ever hear God speaking to you, saying, I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you if it ever gets done?
If it ever gets done, if it ever gets done,
I got a song around the world to sing, a song for every man to sing, of the joy that Christ can bring, like He's brought it to you.
Like He's brought it to you.
Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing His song. Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Did you ever hear God speaking to you?
Was He speaking to
you? Saying, I've got a job to do, and I'm sure be needing you if it ever gets done.
If it ever gets done.
Oh yeah.
If it ever gets done.
Sure be needing you.
If it ever gets done.
No less than your best will do.
If it ever gets done.
I sure be needing you.
Be needing you. Be needing you.
If it ever gets done.
Do we rely upon our provisions too much? There may be many Christians living in our world today who do not have so much as we have here in the USA. We have homes and automobiles, bank accounts, clothes closets stuffed full, material goods that we use to supply us with our needs. Do we rely upon God? Have we learned from the apostles' experience that God will take care of our needs? Jesus said, "Do not worry about the clothes that you need to wear or the food that you need to eat. Our Heavenly Father knows what you need. He is able to provide it as we need it." What we are told by our Savior is that we must seek the spiritual kingdom first and let God take care of the rest. I do not believe He says we should just sit down and let the Lord provide. We are meant to work and make enough to provide for our families and some extra to help with the needs of others. What we are not to do is depend upon our wealth and our securities in this life. Traveling light today for us would be to turn our days over to the Lord and let Him care for us and not worry so much about the material and physical things that He will provide for us. Being faithful to the Lord is our number one priority. He has not asked us to do all the possible things that the kingdom of God may need today. He simply asks that we remain faithful until He comes back or until we go to meet Him at the end of our earthly journey. During our days on earth, turning our lives over to Him, having the faith that whatever He has for us to do, we'll do with all our might. As individuals and as congregations of His people, we can accomplish the work of the kingdom. Our work of service and our labor of love will touch the lives of those around us. If we share our dedication to the Lord and give testimony to others, then we have done a good thing for the Lord. His name is glorified by what we have done, and it may turn the hearts of unbelievers to know the saving grace of the Lord. It may be that we think we need a lot of resources to do the work God has for us. We may be waiting for our blessings to come with an attitude that when it does, I will share my blessings with the world around me. However, God may be testing us to see if we will honor Him with a little before He bestows more upon us. Those disciples made their journey to the villages and returned with great news about those who accepted their message of salvation and the hope of the coming kingdom. It was because they surrendered themselves to the Lord's wonderful care. Without doubt, they were fed and they were housed. They did not have need of anything. They traveled the journey the Lord placed upon them, and they were successful. The Lord had taught them that their dependency upon Him was vital to their accomplishing His will. Jesus Himself sets the example of the one who struggled with facing the crucifixion unjustly and dying for the sins of the world. He prayed that the Father's will be done and not His own. Let us follow the lead of our Savior that He has for us. Let us depend upon the one who has called us into His great love and care. Much of our fears and the current concerns that we have in this life will then just vanish away.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake.
Now is at stake.
Humbling your hearts to God saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake.
Jesus is coming,
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or
morning
night
or noon.
Many will meet their doom.
trumpets will sound.
Will surely sound.
All of the dead,
all of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Heavenward bound.
Troubles will soon be
o'er.
Happy forevermore. When we meet
on that shore. Free from all care.
Rising up
in the sky,
telling this world
goodbye. Homeward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
Many will
meet their doom.
Trumpets will sound,
will surely sound. All of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet
in the sky.
Going
where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Jesus
is coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
Many will meet their doom.
Trumpets
will surely sound. All of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet
in the sky.
Going
where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.